Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Nerd Cubed. I'm Scott.
John.
Tim.
And tonight we're pretty much going to focus on video games, I think, for the most part, after Timmy finishes sneezing his brains out over here.
No, all right, go ahead. Hold it back.
Just let it go. Let it flow, man.
Go ahead.
He's done. He did it. You win.
Oh, God, that hurt. All
right, so let's go ahead and just start out with the obvious question. What are you guys playing right now?
All right, I'll start here. Lately I've been playing two games. First, I'll start out with the Lego Jurassic World. I've been just playing a lot of that, trying to find all the hidden deca. I already played through all the story mode. It was amazing. It was actually a lot better to play through Jurassic Park 3 than it was to sit through watching it. And this version in Legos was a lot better than the actual movie. Sorry, everybody involved in that movie. But it wasn't the best. But the Lego version, spectacular. I loved everything about it.
I have yet to play that Lego game, but I do like the Lego games. Is it like all the other ones? You just kind of destroy things?
Yes, exactly.
Coins of some sort?
Yeah, you're trying... Yeah, everything... Ever since... for a while, when you get all the Legos, it's like it builds up in that little dot and blinks, and you get the True Believer Award. And
True Believer, Superhero, so, whatever the hell it is. Wizard.
So instead of vehicles, is it building dinosaurs? Or
yes, because the vehicles that you unlock are the vehicles that just are actually around in the actual... Or the gyrosphere, if you...
Oh, okay.
Get all of those.
Yeah, the new ones.
Yeah, because when you're in free world mode, there's little... things that pop up. There's vehicle modes or vehicle platforms. You can get any vehicle and drive around, the Jeep, the Geosphere, anything, and drive around. And then there's other platforms where you can summon your dinosaurs, your bigger dinosaurs. Like after you collect so many mini kits, be able to make a T-Rex or a Spinosaurus.
Can you ride a T-Rex?
No, you can only be.
Oh, what kind
T-Rex.
Of crap is that?
You can ride it. Well, no, you get to ride. You get to ride on like pigs and. A couple other
you
things.
You can ride a pig, but I can't ride a Triceratops? What kind of crap is that?
The funny thing about pigs is they didn't make an appearance until Jurassic World, but they play a part in all four of the Lego Jurassic World things. Like, for some reason, there's always just some pig just running around. And...
Dinosaur guy eats something.
Well, exactly. And that one was fun, but lately... anybody else got anything they want to say about that one? Or any... Well, hold on. We'll hold that for later. Because what I also want to get into is I've been doing Mortal Kombat 10. And I've just been trying to get more achievements, been going through a lot of the towers. And I really don't know why, but I can't get through too well, unless it's story mode, with a lot of the main characters. But I've been just killing everybody with Jason. I haven't gotten too far with Predator either, but Jason seems to be the one guy that I can just destroy everybody with. Do you guys have somebody that you just can't be stopped with?
Or can be stopped, I mean...
we can all be stopped.
Anyone can be beat.
I suck
except for
it.
My brother.
I suck at fighting games, period. So.
Mortal Kombat is really the only... Well, no, I'm good at all. Not all fighting games. I like Tekken, Soul Calibur, but Mortal Kombat, if I choose a character, which is what I've chose since the very first one on Sega, or Super Nintendo, or whatever.
Arcade,
yeah. Like, whatever you first played on, mine was Sega and Arcade, was Sub-Zero, and I've been Sub-Zero through all of them. I'm not really a fan of him in this one. I mean, he's still my favorite, so I still try to play with him. But he's really, really slow in this one. Slower than he was in any of the other ones.
That's one of the things with Jason. Unless you get on a roll, he's slow. And that's why they give you three variations to be with. There are certain ones that are just, you want Slasher all the time.
I've only
going through puberty?
Right. I've only used the characters that you use in story mode because that's all I've done on it is go through the story.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
But you get a good feel for how each one of them goes because they give you at least three or four fights for each person.
Yeah.
And that's why like with during the story mode you can just pause and go to the menu and be like, oh, what's that move? There you go, and then it's. I can do the codes, but
learn.
Well, exactly. How else do you learn besides looking, because it's not like there's a manual that comes with it that tells you the moves right off the bat.
I've just played a lot of Mortal Kombat. I just kind of know how Sub-Zero works.
You got one of those, like a fatality by coincidence, or by luck sometimes?
Fatalities, sometimes you have to look them up, but a lot of his have always been back, forward, down, back, something.
What do you guys think of the whole being able to purchase the one-button fatalities?
Oh, I didn't actually have to purchase it. Luckily, I got to unlock it in the crypt.
Well, I mean, you unlock so many, but you can also actually pay cash buy them.
I did not know that.
$20.
I didn't look into that too much.
Yeah, it's just one button and you do your fatality.
Well, you got to hold the right trigger and one of these buttons.
I mean, I play that game every now and then. I need to play it more than what I've got, but I don't play it as often as I should, I guess.
Well, no.
I play a lot of other games.
Well, yeah, exactly. You got to keep yourself open to everything. No, one of the recent reasons why they also did that is because they're adding more fatalities. So you can do a couple other buttons. Like what they did was they added the classic fatality. So everybody who was in the original Mortal Kombat, you can do those original fatalities again.
Nice.
So Sub-Zero can... Exactly. Yeah, at a medium pace.
It's
or distance.
I have to remember that again. No sweeping distance, because it's Sub-Zero ripping off your head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you gotta be close to that.
I can't even remember phone numbers anymore. I'm gonna have a hard time remembering fatalities.
Well, but we all still remember the Contra code.
Oh, but
ABA.
That's just kind of ingrained.
Select.
I don't know, a lot of codes have been ingrained.
I used to do that for Mortal Kombat 3 too. Yeah, it was about the same thing as the Contra codes, but there was a couple different things you did. And that's how you unlock one button fatalities and the ability to use Shokan and all that.
I can't tell you exactly what it is, but if I had a controller in my hand, I know I can do the money cheat codes for GTA back in the Xbox days.
Oh, yeah.
GTA 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had so much money in that game.
You almost missed Saturday school because of that game, because we were up all night playing it.
Or Saturday school was the one time I got in trouble. Stupid haunted house.
Goddamn haunted houses. Nothing good ever happens.
That's a lie.
Touche, but still.
Things we'll be announcing later, probably next cast, because it's going to be the last one before October.
Oh, well, yeah, but since it happens, we don't know if some good things happen. What if there's, like, some weird, deranged killer in the corn stalks that just takes us out one by one?
Or a bear.
Or a bear!
I think there might be a bear.
Bears, man!
Getting ready for hibernation.
We can take Sean. He's the biggest one.
He's the slowest.
It's like, maybe they'll think I'm a bear as well.
I know. You're kind of grizzly. You might be able to scare them off.
And just get down on all fours and start making some noises.
Oh,
my God. Wait, that sounded horrible.
I don't want to know what you do with your cousin and his hairiness.
Oh, damn. So, anyway, what about you, Scott? What have you been playing?
I haven't...
Hold on.
I'm sorry, are we not done talking about Mortal Kombat?
No, I'm done talking about Mortal Kombat. I mean, Mortal Kombat has been the same for years. They went from side-scrolling fighter...
To graphics.
3D spinning fighter, back to side-scrolling fighter.
Oh, I forgot they made two versions of Mortal Kombat 3, actually. There was Mortal Kombat 3 and then Mortal Kombat 3 Ultimate.
They've made story games like Shaolin Monks. I mean, Mortal Kombat, you can talk about it. We can do a whole podcast.
Well, yeah, because that's why Mortal Kombat X
Shaolin Monks was awesome.
I love that freaking game.
I still have it, but my Xbox doesn't work.
I have two of them. We can check them. Whenever I get them out of storage.
I need to get my laser disc cleaned.
One of them doesn't, but it's modded.
With all the old school games on it. We need to throw down some of those.
And then my other one reads discs, but not movies. I don't know why, but it's just how it is.
When it comes to Mortal Kombat Annihilation, it's okay. It doesn't need to read movies.
My hard drive's just full of music. I bet if I plugged that thing in, I'd find all kinds of old crap.
Every playlist having Slipknot in it.
Oh, yeah.
But I do want to backtrack. Legos. There was something I wanted to continue about Legos.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we wanted to do that later, but okay.
Well, no. It's okay.
It's later.
It is later.
It is later. Yay.
do definitely want to talk about Dimensions, because I've heard a lot about this. I'm excited about the Ghostbuster thing, but I have not had the time with such the busy schedule we've all had and everything like that lately. I haven't really gotten it to be able to look into it.
Because don't they want to be like a live universe or something like that?
Well, no, that's what I was going to ask Scott, because I know that Scott has been looking into this. So, since Scott's very quiet during our podcast, just sitting over there listening to people ramble, I want him to ramble off about Lego Dimensions for a little bit, because I know you know a little bit about it.
A little bit, not a ton. I mean, you're familiar with the whole Skylanders phenomenon, the little toys, and...
Yeah,
you put them on the portal.
Fucking money hungry bastards! I got into that game. I bought the first one. Well, not the first one. I bought Giants, and that was the. I think that was the first one. No, that was the second one with the portal.
Yeah,
because it was Skylanders.
Because it started out with Spyro.
Spyro's Adventures or something like that. Then I went to Giants, but I bought Giants. But you still could use the figures from Spyro's whatever.
And they were backwards compatible.
And then the one right after Giants, the Clash or something like that, where they switched, you could take half bodies and whatever, you can't backwards compatible anymore. So all the hundreds of dollars you spent on Giants, on the stupid little figurines, the special figurines, the hard-to-find spit figurines, the shiny figurines, all that other crap... You spent all that money on it, spent all that time leveling those people out, waiting for the third game to come out, and you're not even allowed to use them. I'm sorry. I like Skylanders Giants, but fuck you guys.
Continue. Did you ever at Walmart see the little turtles rip off of that? You get like a little of the turtles and you play
It's like their it's a whole system in itself, though, isn't it?
And it's only for turtles.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nickelodeon's turtles.
They have like their own subscription box too. Turtles is fucking taking over.
Well, everything has a subscription box,
but
I think even
I mean, I'm pretty sure. Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's not a Ninja Turtle set for Lego Dimensions.
I'm sure.
Basically, it's Lego's version of Skylanders. You have a little portal. And, you know, something's happened and all of the Lego worlds are...
Coming to help?
Coming more or less, and colliding, you know.
So it's Lego Movie, but with actual cool characters?
Yeah. I mean, because I...
I'm sorry, I meant it's a badass. I was just kidding.
Or that Disney game that's still on
everything
the Wii U,
awesome.
Right? What? Isn't there that Disney game on the... Infinity?
It's on everything.
Infinity? Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be like that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As
yeah,
well.
That's what, yeah, Skylanders started Skyland, the whole thing.
Right.
But... Yeah, speaking of Lego Movie, speaking of Lego Movie, the Lego Dimensions starter pack comes with characters from the movie.
So I'm sure you're going to get Emmett and probably
Wild Style.
I said Wildfire.
That's Bubble Boy.
Oh yeah.
His mom turns out to be Wildfire.
But yeah, and there's Scooby Doo, Simpsons, Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, obviously. And then,
but the Doctor Who one is actually pretty exciting.
Yeah, Doctor Who, that one's going to be pretty awesome. But Ghostbusters, by far,
I think we're all the most excited about Batman.
Yeah, that's going to be the cheapest way to get the Lego Firehouse.
Oh, speaking of Ghostbusters Firehouse,
yes, I got it.
If it's
today.
True, it's January 1st as the official release date, 2016.
Yeah, it's coming quick.
Damn, that is quick.
Yeah, a lot quicker.
But it's just a lot of red bricks.
Well, it said three. But it's going to be. But there's going to be like 4,000.
Yeah,
400 bricks.
But red. Just
a lot of
red bricks.
So,
there was a lot of white bricks with the Ecto.
Do we have to build the inside too?
I imagine it's
there's
pretty detailed. I haven't looked at the actual full thing. I've just seen the post.
We got to look into that because that sounds awesome.
And,
I want to build one.
And at a
then
price
I think
of $350, you better be able to open it up.
Holy shit.
$125 each and
we're building
this bitch.
I already got the Ecto, so we're okay there.
Yeah, we can park Sean's Ecto.
Why did you buy me one?
Oh, dude, they were $50. It took me too long to buy myself
Legos
one.
Legos are expensive.
I gotta find one at the Lego store. Hopefully they still have some.
Yeah, unfortunately, I sat on it for like 3 months before I ever actually put it together. Maybe even longer.
I also wanted the Jurassic Park Lego.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a couple of good ones of those.
But it's interesting. Yeah, then for the Dimensions, they went with DC over Marvel. Or, you know, Marvel probably didn't want to do it because they have the whole Infinity thing.
I was going to say that they have the Infinity thing, and then also Disney probably would have wanted a little bit more money than Lego would want to get. I mean, those are two big companies that are like, no, I want the money. No.
Well, and DC was also in the movie as well.
There's the Jurassic World team pack with...
because Warner Home... They're calling them the Warner Home Video Packs. Yeah, Jurassic World, all kinds. And I'm sure they're just going to keep pumping them out as they get new licenses.
Well, yeah, again, because again, they just want to... Disney's going to keep making that money for themselves.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to be cool because each one, like, you don't get just the figures. You get a whole level based around that universe.
Oh, that's cool. So is that the only way to get levels, or do they actually have a story within the game?
I'm sure...
Can you just play it within it?
I haven't seen too much on the story.
Okay.
But I imagine the starter pack comes with, you know, its own big chunk to play before you have to get new levels.
I do want to play that. I like...
But... And the levels range, you know, all over in price, $15, $30, $25. It just depends on, basically, the level of popularity for the license.
Exactly. Like I think if I'm to understand correctly, with the Ghostbusters one, you get the Ecto, you get Venkman, and a trap?
Well, little tiny miniature version of the Ecto. It's not like the big set that you...
Of course, got. Of course. Well, no, because it needs to fit onto the Dimensions pad. Mm-hmm. I understand that, but...
And I imagine
what is the trap character?
Huh?
I'm sure it's other an character. Item thing.
It'll come out later. Yeah, they just probably want to see how well that run sells. Because, again, as far as I can tell...
You were asking what the trap does.
Oh, yeah, what is
like,
the trap?
I'm thinking kind of like... How Skylanders, they had the hammer and stuff like that. You had items you could use with the characters you were using.
You can capture them?
Like, if it's a level around the Ghostbusters, if you're going to be playing Venkman, you're going to have to throw your trap. So if you ever have to, like, you're battling a ghost in the level...
Maybe you throw the trap,
put the trap onto the thing.
Yeah.
It opens up the trap or something.
That would be really cool if they did something like that.
Exactly.
It's just a hypothesis.
Well, yeah, because they did the same thing similar for Skylanders when you could capture characters that they didn't make bricks for. But then when you capture them in this little thing, basically just like a memory card or something, you can bust them out and use them later.
Yes, I remember that.
So do you think the trap might be like that, maybe?
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, because I'm sure we're all going to be buying it.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll
it's
see.
At least one of us will. So
one of us might.
We'll find out.
There's
sure.
a lot of other games I'm looking forward to.
I'll see when it's used how much it is. So that's one thing. And, how about what games have you been playing, Timmy?
I've just been playing Destiny.
Destiny? Like, is that
talked
the...
talked about for a while.
Well, of course.
Well,
and
I guess... Okay, well... I've also been playing Dying Light.
That game's awesome.
I love Dying Light.
Yeah, that game is badass. I've had that one for a while.
I've only seen it played together. I haven't seen it played. I haven't played it just yet. What exactly do you do?
Have you played Dead Island?
Yeah, well, I've watched a lot of people play that too. I've played it a couple times. I played the first one with Josh, but I'd never really.
I hurt you. It's a first person zombie killer game.
It's from the same creators, isn't it?
That's why I asked if you played Dead Island. I mean, there's Dead Island 2 coming out soon. I just saw the trailer for that earlier.
Yes.
And yeah, that's actually what I was going to say when I completely went blank. So I apologize for that.
Well, but, they brought you back.
Thank you.
Yeah, I find it kind of interesting that they have, like, competing zombie brands going.
But they don't. I mean, they're just making money. It's the same game, but it's not the same game.
Yeah, the difference is, like...
The funny thing to me is this isn't the second Dead Island.
No. Yeah, it's technically the third, because there was a, what, Riptide? Yeah.
Which I've played.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have a shelf over there. So we got a raging chihuahua in the house.
Yeah, you do have Riptide.
We need to string the thing up. Is that wrong to say? Are we not allowed to hurt animals? I don't really hurt them.
We're not allowed. Yeah, now we're going to have PETA at the door covering us in red paint.
Hey, maybe then we get a sponsor.
I didn't say anything about skinning it. I don't want it skinned. I just said,
you wouldn't be able to even make a decent condom out of that thing.
Just tape it on the wall. Anyway, so Dying Light and Dead Island.
Yes.
They're very similar. The first, Dying Island, obviously, I'll talk about first.
You just combined them.
Did I? Dying Island.
That'd probably be a really
Dead bad. Island.
They're
wow.
so similar. That...
They're so similar. Wow. Dead Island.
You just gave them a title idea.
I know. Where they combine.
Right. Then they finally get to the same island.
Yeah. Or is that the prequel? Well, this island is dying.
So anyway, Dead Island, you obviously are on an island. You're on your vacationer, I believe. It's been a
yeah,
while
it's like
since
a resort.
It's been a while since I played that one. It was a long time ago. Yeah, but I don't know if you're native to the island or... No, you're not. You're three different people, huh? Or no, four.
Yeah,
you're
it's like a group
the big,
of people.
You're Sam.
The rapper, yeah.
The rapper, Sam-O. Or,
yeah. Sam B.
Yeah, Sam B.
Yeah.
Sam B.
Wow. Sam B.
Wow, that was terrible. See, we told you last episode we're terrible with names.
Did they actually make him rap?
Yeah, they were actually
he's
rap.
He's got a rap called Bring Out Your Dead.
He's like, I'll smash you in the head with my hammer.
No.
Thank God.
No.
But
who
yeah,
do
that's
you
how
voodoo?
The game... Yeah, that's
it's
how like,
who
the game
voodoo,
starts.
Bitch.
Oh. Who do you voodoo, bitch?
It's hilarious.
Right.
Yeah. And it's been a while since I've thought about that game because, well, I played Dying Light, then, Dead Island, then Dead Island Riptide, which is technically Dead Island 2.
Right.
I mean, it was another resort island, but it was a different island. And now Dead Island 2, that's going to be coming out
is
for
it
some odd reason.
Yet?
Yeah, it's in LA, which has. I don't understand how that's an island, but I'll let it slide because those games are fun. But anyway, it's a lot of there's a lot of similarities because they you have to make different style weapons like electric weapons, fire weapons out of anything you find. You pick up batteries, mm-hmm. you pick up, and both of them are generally the same. You have a home base, Dead Island. You had. Either a shack or the outlook, like the lighthouse tower area.
Is it pretty much an open world?
Yeah, it's Far Cry and have you played Far Cry?
Most of them. Yeah, I just haven't played this last one. I remember the
three?
End of the third one was crazy. Do you want to kill your girlfriend? Oh God, what?
Okay. it's kind of stuff like that.
Just no
Skyrim stuff like that. You have a home base. You go out, do a mission. You go back to the home base to save.
Now, in
Dead Island's a little different.
Yeah, in Dead Island, I don't remember. Does it have the mechanic like Dying Light, where it has the special creatures at night and everything's a little bit stronger, or was that just for Dying Light?
I think that's just Dying Light.
I don't remember it.
The only other game I can truly recall doing that is Dead Rising.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I'm going to take it just a little off topic, but it does kind of stick to the topic of things changing at night. I saw this movie recently on Netflix called Wormwood. It was a zombie movie.
You said this. Talked about Wormwood.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, because they're filled with gasoline, so during the day they're slow because of the gasoline. Boom. But at night... They actually use the gasoline to run and stuff.
Yeah, I know. They make a car run off a zombie. It's a really weird movie.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's a weird movie.
They
we'll,
do put a gas
well, it's something we'll have to bring up during Halloween,
yes.
during our horror week or a month.
A whole month of that shit.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm sure it'll stagger off into a bunch of other new stuff.
That sounds
like
fucking interesting.
It's a New Zealand
movie. We'll talk to you about it. Check
New Zealand,
it out.
That explains a lot.
It's on Netflix. It's Wormwood. It's interesting.
Yeah. Recently on. Anyway.
So,
Dying Light, you were about to start going to talk about Dying Light. We've already talked about Dead Island now.
Okay. Well, they're pretty much the same thing. Dying Light, you have the tower that you is your home base. You run out and do different missions, meet new characters, and have to do the same thing. You build up stronger weapons, get into harder zombies, and then also have to deal with actual humans who shoot guns and stuff at you.
Do these games have, like, boss zombies? Like, just, like, one mecha zombie? That's just like...
Encounter, like, bigger zombies and stuff, but
there's
I wouldn't say, like...
There's a thing called a thug that takes forever to kill, and it's, like, the tallest... It's like Shaq with a hammer that or pipe or whatever, light post or whatever
like
the heck it carries.
Yeah, like rebar with a giant piece of concrete
on
the end.
Think pin or pyramid head in Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Just a gigantic dude that you can't take down except for after forever.
The Juggernaut from 13 Ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the Juggernaut. Yeah, the guy with
terrifying.
A hammer.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with... Oh my god. Yeah, you don't mess with none of them.
Yeah, he's sometimes in the middle of a horde of them. But most of the bad guys are the humans.
Yeah, it's deranged.
Dying Light, it's like the scientists and stuff, some of the scientists and stuff don't want the virus getting off or are trying to sell it for military reasons. Again, it's been a very long time since I played that game.
So are you trying to like stop people from being tested on?
In Dead Island?
Yeah. No. In the...
Dying Light?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, scientists and stuff. So.
They have a cure, kind of.
And it's not a bullet to the head, right?
No,
okay.
It's a pill called... Oh, God, I can't remember the pill. It started with a Z. But your guy has it.
Oh.
Because when you drop in, because you're trying to...
You're working for a government agency
or
something.
Yeah, you're trying
to
get some papers from this guy named Rios. And, I can't remember what the papers were about are about because I haven't beat Dying Light yet because I have a lot of fun with that game. I kind of get sidetracked just beating the crap out of zombies and then using my grappling hook fucking crowbar to Batman around.
Nice.
Yeah, during on April Fool's, they added a little thing to the game where you could actually just fly around without a grappling hook, just literally fly.
That would have been awesome. Aww.
It's cool when games just add in little Easter eggs like that randomly.
Well, exactly. Yeah, a lot of people don't want...
What about you, Scott? We just went on tangent about Dying Light and Dead Island. What are you playing nowadays?
When I've had time to play lately, just been playing kind of things I can get done quickly, so I've been playing like a lot of the free magic that they have on Xbox One.
Nerd.
Oh, damn right. And it's a good way to kill, you know, half hour.
I haven't played magic since
hours at a time.
Is that magic game one of the ones where they want you to spend money on it?
You can, but you don't have to.
No, you win enough things. I think you get enough cards. They just keep spitting cards at you if you keep winning or something like
that.
Yeah,
and I mean, if you want to buy more cards without having to go through the story mode, you can do that so you can play people online, things like that.
Actual story mode?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. It's a just card games. Just they make up tournaments for you, pretty much.
And you don't... Well, more or less.
I
mean, but they have like a story to it. So you don't have to play...
I've played it, but I haven't played it in a while again.
Yeah, so you don't have to play other people if you don't want to. You can play the computer. And it also has, you know, tutorials if you don't know how to play, all that good stuff. But I get addicted to little games like that.
Yeah, no, you have the highest gamer score of all of us because that's what you do. You'll play all the little mini games and get all these little achievements, but you're not an achievement whore. Like, that's not the reason why you play games. You're not just, I'm playing this game to get the achievements. That's all I care about. I don't even care about beating the game. It doesn't...
I just like trying out all the little games, and, you know, you never know when you're going to find something that's pretty awesome.
I've known you to play a game for, like, 2 years before you get all the achievements, but you'll get them eventually. But if you like the game, you'll just play the game.
Oh, yeah, like the Mass Effect series.
Oh, God, I can't wait for that. Andromeda's?
Andromeda.
Andromeda.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
Next year, right? Or...
I believe so. Probably it's hard. Year. It's hard to find anything on that because they don't have anything on it.
Which, it's BioWare, so that doesn't surprise me at all. They like to keep their stuff secret.
God, I love their freaking stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Under wraps, yeah. They've definitely been pretty good with it.
Oh, yeah, I've been a fan of them since Knights of the Old Republic.
I was going to say, that was when you had the first look at this engine. I mean, it's pretty much the same screen still.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the same weapon screen, yeah. And the multi-dialogue.
I love it. The secret abilities, if you're mean enough, you can lie to somebody and they believe you or something like that. Yeah. Or if you're nice enough, you can coerce them to give you more money or give you a discount and things.
Yeah.
Just like if you were a Sith or a dark side in the Knights of the Old Republic, you could, like, I don't know, you remember just your, didn't you look different?
Yeah, like your face would get more evil. You'd get, like, cracks in your skin.
Yeah. And you weren't you able to, like, be ruder in the conversations?
Oh, yeah, I'd give you, like, a red option that.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, that was, like, the very first time anybody ever saw that, right? It was Knights of the Old Republic. That's the first thing I can remember.
On console. On console, that's the first I can really.
I'm not a PC gamer, so. But I love BioWare. If I played PC, I'd play all their games, probably. Yeah, right. I like them. They're good. They make an amazing console game. If you haven't played Mass Effect, you should go through it. We all know my experience if you've listened to the first episode. So we're not going to get into that again.
You're at the
party. All I'm going to say is just make sure you leave the Citadel.
You're an asshole. You are an asshole.
You're the one that took a year to leave the season.
Well, we're looking forward to Andromeda. I would love to tell you more about it, but we don't know. Yeah, they have nothing except for the exact same trailer we've all seen if you've looked at E3 or any of the other gaming cons. So, Sean, anything you want to talk about?
Oh, man. I guess now would be a good time. It's like, I don't actually have a PlayStation, but I was watching these people play this game Until Dawn. And it's a game only for PlayStation 4 because it's Sony Entertainment. And what I've liked about this is, again, I'm a pretty big horror fan.
Yes, and I am a horror fan as well, you know this.
Oh, yeah.
We will show you next month.
Well, and with this, though, it's basically just like acting out a horror movie, and you get to be the characters. And again, the choices you decide will eventually decide the fate of these people.
So, like, if you pick up an axe or something, it can have a different outcome in the end if you just leave it there?
Yeah, because you never know if something's going to come at you, and you might need that axe. Because the way they shot this, it was mostly mocaps, so you get a real good view of everybody's faces.
Are they real actors?
Yes. They were real actors, like the one's character Sam is done by Hayden Panettiere.
I don't know how to pronounce that girl's last name, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
And
Missa.
Yeah.
She's just from that country show now, right?
And was on Heroes and Scream 4, stuff like that. Then there's a character, Josh, who is I think his name is like Ramsey. Ramsey something is his real name. And he's on Mr. Robot on USA.
Oh, okay, I haven't seen that. And I've seen previews.
Right, and he's the little hacker kid. And then this character, Mike, who is Grant Ward from
the character Grant Ward from
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., thank you.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a couple other characters. There's somebody named Ashley, Emily, Matt, and Jessica, Chris. Yeah, there's a lot of characters. And so what starts out as your typical horror slasher movie, almost, in a way, because it's like it seems like people are missing or people are given some sadistic choices. There's one scene where somebody has to decide to either save the girl
or save the guy. Called?
This is Until Dawn.
When did it come out?
Came out in August? Yeah, the very end of August.
Okay, so it's been out for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just starts out where it seems like there's this maniac after him, and then eventually that drops into these montages where you're this character, you don't realize for a while which character you are, but you're in therapy, and then certain things start to change around the room based on certain answers, or like, sees, because your psychiatrist is Dr. Hill, and he's played by Peter Stormore. He's the German guy, or the Russian guy from Armageddon. He's the he's the guy who got eaten by the combies in Jurassic Park Lost World. Yeah, yeah, they all work the same. But yeah, he's been in everything. He was even in Big Lebowski.
Okay.
And so he's asking you questions, and then just certain things you answer, things will change around the room. Like if you say you're scared of clowns, then at some point clowns start popping up around the game. And then if you say you're scared of scarecrows, that same thing happens. So it's just a
big... So lie. Right.
No, you gotta pick one or the other.
So, and isn't it like a Telltale type play style in a way, except like...
I was gonna ask that.
It's all based on certain quick time events.
Except it looks like you can either press a button or you can actually use the motion sensor and the control to
Do different things. Well, yeah, because like in typical horror movies, there's clues everywhere, but just nobody seems to find them. And in this one, there's if you see a little glowing thing, you find totems, and they can tell you a possible outcome of a situation depending on how you play it out. So it's like there's death totems, there's warning totems, there's lost totems.
So is it near the end of the game? Like, does the end of the game outcome of the game, obviously, does that change with the everything?
Well, yeah, because it turns out the reason why it's called Until Dawn is because that's when help's coming. At one point you and a couple characters make it to this tower, the radio, a fire tower to radio out for help. And they say, we'll have somebody there by dawn. Because there's a storm or something going on.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and so the very end is just, it's like, it depends on who gets out. So you can have an outcome where everybody survives, or everybody dies.
Is it gore?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's some of the deaths that can occur. Yeah, this one lady gets her eyes gouged out by this thing's long fingers. Yeah, because it turns out that one of the main villains is actually a thing called a Wendigo. Just an ancient Native American...
Spoilers.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. Urban legend. And and basically, yeah, this thing is a monster, and it will kill you. It rips this
house.
Yes, it rips this one girl's jaw off very vividly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they do, and it doesn't have a problem cutting the head off.
See, I've never really looked in a PlayStation, because I play Xbox. Pretty strictly Xbox. I know whatever taboo is for some people.
I know all three of us have Xbox One.
Yeah.
So
I'm just
in this room.
Not a big... I like PlayStation. I used to play PlayStation 1 all the time, like the original PlayStation. Jet Moto ruled. But I haven't... I don't know. I played Halo, like I said.
Yeah,
and I instantly became an Xbox fan, and I have not gone back.
Yeah.
So I can't have it. I don't really look into PlayStation exclusives, and this is what that game is. Correct?
Yeah, it's exactly. And for me, it'd be the only reason.
That's why I seem like a clueless.
Right. Yeah, for me, it'd be the only reason I'd want to get a PlayStation.
Right. But while we're on the topic of Halo. Let's
Halo
move 5. On to games that we're looking forward to since it's
Guardians.
Less than a month away.
It looks freaking fantastic. I love the fact that Nathan Fillion's in it.
How can you not love
aside
that?
Aside from Ghostbuster, Star Wars, and Batman, and all the other things I'm really into, I'm a Firefly freak.
Oh, yeah.
And I absolutely love Captain Red. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Did you ever watch him in Castle? He was pretty good on that.
I never watched Castle.
What about when he voiced the Green Lantern?
Well, everybody knows him as the voice of Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And then he's been awesome. In Halo for a long time.
It's not his first Halo rodeo.
3. No, this is not his first time in Halo 3. He's in Destiny. I just like Nathan Fillion, but no, I didn't watch him in Castle. But I guess, is he the head of it? The strike team? Or?
No, I think the other guy. I can't remember. I mean, once again,
Stuke or whatever?
Locke. Yeah, but I think he's the one in charge.
There's a couple
of
people.
Strike team hunting.
They're all new. We haven't played the game yet, so we're not going to know the names. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, and then it looks like a whole bunch of stuff with Master Chief dealing with the...
Loss of Cortana,
yeah, loss
correct?
Of Cortana. So,
which
yeah, she
I
can't really,
know I'm still dealing with.
She can't really call it a
Don't
death.
Laugh. It is a death. It was Cortana. She was amazing.
She was a computer program.
She was a soul.
I don't care if she was a computer program. She was awesome.
You have a Windows phone?
That's like the only cool thing
her.
I have, and she kind of sucks because... The phone sucks at receiving anything.
This is the Cortana you wish would have stayed.
Yeah, this is the bad. This is Cortana.
You got her slightly slower inbred cousin.
This is the Cortana after you marry her and she stops trying.
Oh,
I'm sorry. So I'm just kidding. There goes some more listeners.
Where's dinner? At the store, asshole.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, Cortana's awesome. I mainly want Cortana for a GPS.
Yes.
Because I would like her to tell me there's, like, I need to be careful because there's...
The flood out there?
that would suck. But that would be, like, you're getting on the high road. Remember, the flood's behind you. So you're all fucking hauling ass. That would not be good.
You look back through that big... a bunch of little brainy things.
I've been playing Destiny too long right now. I keep trying to call them Fallen and stuff like that, but I know they're elites.
Right. That's the thing I like about Destiny is you can still tell it's done by the guys who made Halo just because it has a similar style. Yeah, it has a similar style. Very similar style.
It does, yes, yes. It's definitely... It's like, for some odd reason to me, it really is a mixture between Mass Effect... And Halo.
Yeah, it's like they got better weapons mm-hmm. and just changed up the helmets a little bit.
Yeah, because in Mass Effect, you kind of level up your character, you have a skill tree, and you get better weapons as you level up. Because
you
find them, you make better weapons. Destiny is kind of the same thing. You build up weapons, build up better armor, stuff like that.
It's like a... first-person shooter Diablo, in a way.
That would have made Diablo a lot more interesting.
Essentially. It's really just fun. I love Destiny, but anyway. But yes, it's very Halo-esque. But Halo 5 looks freaking amazing, yeah, but I guess Master Chief goes rogue, so they send an entire Spartan team after him.
And it's still not going to work. Because it's fucking Master Chief.
Well, yeah, I'm afraid. Who are you playing as?
I'm not...
Are you playing as the strike team trying to find Master Chief?
I think it might be kind of like Halo 2 was, where you go between the two.
Yeah, you're both.
And Arbiter's back, too.
Yeah, I know, which is confusing, because he's a diplomat, I guess?
It's something like that now, but...
If Jar Jar can be a diplomat, so can Arbiter.
As always, a
fan
of
Arbiter
himself.
Was the heretic. He didn't believe in that stuff, diplomacy and stuff
maybe
like that. He just wanted the elites to be happy.
Oh.
And I guess they elected him leader because of that or something like that. I don't know.
He's like, it's what makes them happy.
I may have completely had a weird... version of that story, but it's been like forever since I played Halo 2, so back off me, folks.
Hey, well, I have the Master Chief collection, so we can throw down on that anytime.
Well, why do you just tell me these things now? I'll go through that with anybody.
And it's awesome.
I've beaten all those games on Legendary.
Have you played?
Thank you, Comic Corps.
Have you played any of them through the Master Chief Edition yet?
No. Because I had the code, and then I lost it. And now I don't have it no more, so I can't play it. It's the only problem with stupid codes.
Yeah, but it's so awesome because, you know, when you're going through, you can switch the graphics back and forth on the fly from the new updated graphics back to the old school original.
That'd be weird.
Like they did on the new Mario game. They did that on the new Mario game.
What, the the Mario...
For 30th anniversary?
The Mario Maker? Or?
Yeah, you can make it look like original Mario new Mario.
Yeah, that just gives me another reason to get a Wii U. Mario Maker, Smash Brothers, Mario Kart 8.
I just have to get it because I collect Nintendo's.
I mean, I'm about to just collect the frickin' Amiibos and have nothing to use. I just want a Mega Man and to have.
Another Skylander's fun.
Yeah. But cooler because they're Nintendo characters.
Well, yeah. I probably will buy a Mario one. Just to buy a Mario one.
If they have a Squirtle, I'll get a Squirtle.
Well, yeah, of course. Squirtle is the most amazing creature ever.
Ninja Turtle Squirtle, motherfucker.
That's right. Our creation created it a long time ago. Can't take it.
Mewtwo could talk, though.
Mewtwo was cool because we could talk, but when we used to play the card game back in high school, when it first came out in America...
We had so many extra Squirtles that we just started drawing on them and making them Ninja Turtle.
He did the first one. I immediately took over, took mine and started doing the same because it was the most amazing thing I ever saw. A Ninja Turtle Squirtle. Mm-hmm. If I had a real Squirtle, motherfucker would have a bandana on his face, is all I'm saying.
Damn right. Nice. Not no fucking sunglasses.
I read a thing recently.
Unless he had a trench coat.
Well, exactly.
Just looks like a pervert turtle.
Yeah.
Raphael!
Yeah, Raphael looked like a pervert turtle. Looks like he's just gonna walk up to an old lady at any time. Just like,
technically, that's what he had to do because they didn't wear pants. They're turtles!
He uses Flash.
Well played. Right. Well fucking played.
Oh man. I forgot what I was gonna say about the Pokemon now. Well, what about the God, they're gonna have that one Pokemon game coming out.
Pokemon Go.
Cell phones.
Yeah.
We talked about that last episode.
Well, exactly. Yeah, no,
we touched on it a little bit.
Yeah, but it's still something that we're waiting for.
Absolutely. I can't wait for no cat fight. No cat fight.
No Pokemon fights.
A game that's out, but what I can't wait to own. It's a board game, actually. Risk, the Walking Dead edition from the comic books.
Oh, the comic version.
Yeah,
because you know there's a version for the TV show.
The actual
on everything. Risk? I don't know. Walk down to the Toys R Us aisle because you know I buy Pokemon cards to
Walking
this day.
Dead everywhere,
and there is Walking Dead everywhere. There's a Walking Dead, Walking Dead Monopoly, Walking Dead Yahtzee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the about what Yahtzee? It's a dice game. Leave it the hell alone. Just put some fucking dice in a cup.
Barrel.
Roll that shit.
Right, yeah, there's only so many ways to do dice.
I mean, other than that, you're doing craps.
Exactly.
More or less.
You're one of them cheap casinos where they let you play Go Fish and War and stuff like that, and that's what they are playing with your dice.
Yahtzee!
You got two twos!
What?
You want to roll again? Oh, I see some threes.
So, let's see. Another one that I'm really looking forward to. And I think guaranteed all of us are looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I will kill you.
Looking forward to this.
Battlefront.
Absolutely.
How badass does that look?
Would look
the
a little
only
more.
Thing...
I think it's going to be the same complaint I got. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You start.
No, you're about to say the only thing.
The only thing I don't like about it is no campaign.
Ding, 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 ding.
How weird is that?
I mean, of course, I'm excited about the 40-player multiplayer.
And the fact that there's split-screen co-op in everything too.
But how can it be co-op if there's no missions?
There's gonna be missions, but just no story mode. So you'll be playing out battles based off of the three different movies. There's just not gonna be one like cohesive story. So technically there is a story because going on.
Technically, if you want to watch a story, watch the movies while playing the game.
Yeah, basically.
When you're doing the battle,
yeah,
because
you're just playing out like
when you're playing the Battle of Hoth. Just fucking turn the movie on while they're battling Hoth. You take down the walker.
Yeah,
fast forward through that part,
I get from it.
Then watch some of the movie when you get to.
But the difference is that everybody on the other team is also being controlled by somebody else.
Well, yeah, Endor. You walk planet?
Endor,
thank you. You get to Endor, have the Battle of Endor, and just pause that part in the movie, play it in the game, then continue to watch the little Ewoks party. But yeah, as you were saying, Sean, the other team, it's just multiplayer, which is, there's going to be 40 people. So 20 on 20 with mechs and walkers and
A-Wings and
the Millennium Falcon.
At some point, the Millennium Falcon.
I cannot wait to fly the Millennium Falcon.
And Boba Fett's little...
The Slave One. Yeah, the whole hero mode,
which
that
is
pretty cool.
What? How did that run again? Like,
Didn't
you just pick them, or
do you have to get so many points before they come out?
Yeah, it said you have to do some special conditions or something like that before you unlock them.
Like,
to pick which one you get to unlock, or does that just random? I would understand it would be between. Team Imperial or
I'm not sure how that's gonna work. Empire. Yeah, like if you get to choose which hero or which villain.
If you get to have Darth Maul run out there for no, never mind, he wouldn't be there because it's we're talking
the original trilogy.
Sorry, so fourth through. I hate your dogs, man.
God.
Just make sure there's no rapists outside.
But,
good, no rapists.
You don't have to attack the cat.
The only ones confirmed so far, I think, have been Boba Fett, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker.
Of course.
And I actually think that might be it so far. But I'm imagining.
So,
I mean, there's so many others.
New Hope, Empire, and Jedi, right?
Somebody's going to want to be Leia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll have Leia, because... There's going to be.
You just want to wear the slave outfit.
Yeah, because that's Maybe. A cool thing too that they're doing is you can choose to always be a male character or a female character. So there's female stormtroopers in the game.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sure they'll definitely.
Rebels.
I'm just gonna say because there's gonna be female stormtroopers in the new movie, so they're gonna.
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll probably have Leia be one of the heroes. Can't really think of anyone they'd have on
the movie. Can't wait. Sorry.
Yes, and when
you gonna bring that up?
And if you pre-order when the new movie, or I think it's a week before the new movie comes out, there's, or actually no, same day.
I thought it was at the beginning of the month.
It's sometime in December. You get a free map for the free map for the game based off of the movie.
Yeah, that'll be very cool because everybody wants to know. What's going to be going on in the movie, where they're going to be. I mean, because they already know that the usual suspects, but, I mean, come on, it's going to be Star Wars. Where haven't they gone, and where can they go now?
Well, there's a lot of planets in their galaxy they haven't touched.
Right, but do you think they're just going to keep adding DLC onto this next...
The game?
Yeah, or do you think they're
going to have to. They're going to have to. If it's just strictly multiplayer... I mean, they gave you a lot of maps. It said something about 12 maps, 4 planets... Something like that. But if they're going to want to keep people interested, it's Battlefront. It's badass. You're going to be stormtroopers. You're going to be, the Empire. You're going to be the Rebels. You're going to be so far, what I saw in the trailers is
There's no space battles. They took that out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not quite the aviator. I'm not that big on flying games.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Star Wars. There's two things, two Star Wars that are kind of essential, which are wars
and
stars. If you're not having a war in the stars, they're not Star Wars. Now you're just having planet wars. One of the best things that drew a lot of people to the movies is the scenes they had in the skies.
So he's probably like, they're just too dark.
But I mean, they could always add it in later, I'm sure.
That's what he's saying. Do you think there'd be a lot of DLC? That's the topic.
I mean, that's
a lot
of potential.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of DLC there. If Destiny thinks it can run for 10 years, Battlefront can do as much as they want.
But at the same time, since it is DICE, and it's EA, and it's Disney, I could easily see it being turned into an annualized title, like Battlefield and a Call of Duty. Very easily.
But that's kind of like what... Like I said, I'm going to compare everything to Destiny right now because that's the game I play the most. But it's going to... Destiny, like, wants to do 10 years. So from year 1 to year 2, it was just Destiny. Now from year 2 to year 3, it's going to be Destiny Taken King. There's going to be DLCs, thrown in between there. But most of it is just DLCs. So I can see that coming with this one, too. Right now, I can't remember the full... It's just Battlefront right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
First year of Battlefront is this. Then the new movie comes out next year. They'll have it be a little bit more in-depth into the future. But
Battlefront fight for whatever next planet is.
Yeah, but it'll be like more of an add-on, if you get what I'm saying. I could see them definitely doing that. But new game every time? I mean, that'd be cool.
Right, isn't that why Call of Duty does what they do at the moment? So it's just like...
I'd rather they do that with Knights of the Old Republic.
But yeah, at least with Call of Duty, it's cycling through three different studios, so...
I want a customizable Sith.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I want Knights of the Old Republic back. I love Battlefront. I love being able to play the infantry, but I love being a Sith. And I like being a Jedi, and the only one that was, like, almost MMO, other than, obviously, Star Wars Online, but I don't have a computer, because I like consoles, I want them to make that game again. I'm sorry, I know that was kind of out of left field, but I want that game
Even
again.
If it was just an updated version of the original,
I would
be ecstatic with
perfect.
That.
This is definitely turning into a Star Wars heavy episode.
Yeah. Because I've tried playing my Knights of the Old Republic on my 360, and I mean, it's jerky.
Yeah, it's not
it's just not the
it's
same.
It's not fluent. It's not
jerky.
Graphic-wise, I mean, graphic on that Until Dawn game that Sean's been showing us, those things, oh my god.
Or even...
To go
even
back to 360?
Yeah.
Forza's always look beautiful.
Or even Xbox One graphics.
Yeah
the Forza.
Xbox One game lately.
Mm-hmm. The Forza 6 trailer, those graphics look ridiculous.
You can't even see Mario's face anymore. He's just an 8-bit square that runs across the screen. I'm just kidding, I can tell Mario. I don't care.
Mario
rules, don't you talk shit.
Right.
I'm not going to talk shit.
I'll give you the eyes.
Luigi,
bitch,
and
then the fist.
I don't know.
So, any other titles coming out that we like? Or anything we really want to talk about? Any other games that you've been playing lately?
I mean, we got some good stuff here. I mean, I'm sure there's definitely like a few things we can get on, but we just need to know a little more information. I mean, we did get some information about the... It was Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Syndicate, yeah. Jack the Ripper time. That looked pretty good.
Before
I love
Jack the
Ripper.
Yeah, this is 1860.
Oh, yeah. No. Sorry. I still think they might touch
it. I could see
it
easily.
More...
It would be a missed opportunity if they didn't.
Yeah, especially because they're going to have Whitechapel in the maps. They confirmed that already. And, well, mm-hmm. since, you know, he's the Whitechapel killer, they should kind of touch into it, but I think that'll probably be near the end of the story.
Or DLC, even.
Yeah, or right. DLC, just to throw it in there.
It's like the Jack the
Ripper. Either way.
But it's Victorian England.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I guess you're a set of twins this time, instead of just one character. They got rid of the multiplayer, they got rid of the co-op, they just said that it's too much. So they're going back to the roots, back to their roots, except for you get two playable assassins. Obviously, during the story mode, not when you're running free, but if you're in story, you're going to have to pick one of them, obviously. But it's a boy and a girl. They're twins. One's stealthier than the other, obviously. The female is more stealthier. Because they're light, delicate, and beautiful. From women and they're angry. They were as strong as men, yes, but you don't have to be. They're way quieter killers. And yeah, but anyway. The male is a big brute, and he fights. Like, he has a better fighting style, I guess. It's definitely weird. It looks fun.
Horse and buggies.
Horse and buggies, because that's the time they're at.
Buggy jacking.
They have a grappling hook, so yet again, now instead of a post-apocalyptic Batman like you are in Dying Light, you're an old-school, top-hat-wearing Batman.
Gotham by Gaslight.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that. So yeah, it looks pretty good. I like those games. I've played Assassin's Creed since, well, you know, Assassin's Creed.
Right.
Yeah, it definitely looks a lot better than Unity did. And I like that they're going away from the multiplayer and all that stuff and just focusing on their story.
Can you beat Unity by yourself?
I'm sure you can. I just haven't gotten into it enough.
I love Assassin's Creed. I can play them all.
I played the living crap out of Black Flag.
Dude. That game's amazing.
Yes, that game is awesome, but aside from
Assassin's Creed 3, because Connor, I'm sorry, that Native American assassin is my favorite assassin.
Oh, yeah.
Connor was awesome. But I liked Black Flag a lot. I played a lot of that. It just, I don't know.
After so many islands.
I mean, I didn't mind sailing and having fun out in the ocean, but I would like to just be on land for a while. They never really had big areas. Like in Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, yeah.
I had the entire eastern forest to run around in. Up by, you know, New York and Boston and all that places like that. I was able to run around in that gigantic forest. Jumping into waterfalls and stuff like that. Now, whenever I got off the boat, you had, like, maybe, like what, 100, less than, like, 20 miles to be able to actually run, because you just ran around in a small port village.
Like, docking in Rhode Island.
Took over it, did a couple of the assassin missions, or you took over a decent-sized island. But you never really had any, you know, running land.
That makes sense. Well, yeah, because again, a lot of that movie or game is about moving, moving,
sailing, and but at the same time, yeah, there's
it's moving fluently is what Assassin's Creed is about.
Yeah,
figuring out
the shortest way to get somewhere,
the shortest unseen way to kill somebody is generally what it's about.
Wasn't that one of their fighting styles or engines? One of the ones they adapted for the Arkham games, or was that something, was it the other way around?
The Arkham people developed their own, because it is different.
That was the Mordor one. The Mordor had the same fighting
as Batman. Mordor has the same as Batman. But it definitely got the idea from Assassin's Creed. At least in my opinion, I don't know if that's the truth.
Starts out jumping and shit up the tower.
I don't want to be spitting out facts or anything, because both engines are very different. But Assassin's Creed is the first one that I know that you could be in an attack, see somebody attacking you, and reverse it immediately, and continue on with the combo. Oh. Yes, Batman has Arkham. The people at Rocksteady does Arkham, correct?
Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
Well, let's just say all the Arkham games except for Origins.
had, like, the best fighting, the best, like, version of that. But anything after Assassin's Creed, I kind of see has that. I mean, there's probably other games before that that I'm not actually recalling that may have had a fighting style like that. But the one that's closest to Batman would probably be Assassin's Creed, but I don't know if they generally got it from that.
Yeah, I would say Sleeping Dogs had a pretty good fighting system, but it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't very well done. It was more like a, I don't know, you just hit anybody you wanted to, basically.
Yeah, I love games like that. I hate turn-based games, unlike you.
I love
turn-based. Wasn't there another Star Wars game coming out?
Oh, that mobile game. I think it's already
was it
out.
A mobile? Was it mobile?
Yeah.
It was a mobile game, but it was turn-based. And God, I hate that.
They made it.
That's turn-based
reason,
Star Wars.
They made it turn-based Angry Birds.
But, and it's on a phone.
How can you really do
a full-out action game like that?
The only one I've ever played was Mario RPG.
So, Paper Mario.
No.
I thought that's what...
It's Mario RPG. It's a Super Nintendo game.
Well, Paper Mario was kind of a action RPG in a way.
It was, but not.
Yeah,
there were some different things you.
That's
do
actually like
Mario.
The only Mario game I didn't play was Paper Mario. I don't know why. I just never got around to it.
That's a pretty decent one.
Yes,
I need to stock up on some games for my 64 and my.
I need to stock up on
Nintendo.
Some time so I can play some.
Right.
Games.
October, we're not going to have time to play.
I can't wait till October, because then we don't have anything. We don't ever get... Our Ghostbuster group never gets booked for anything for Thanksgiving. We may do one small thing for Christmas. Nothing too big, because none of us actually stand out there like the Salvation Army people and go, give me money! None of us actually do that. We try to have fun at an actual event. Well, Ghostbusters, aside from running through a city with hats on... We really have nothing to do with Christmas.
Yeah.
So... After Halloween until March, that's kind of our off season. I'm kind of looking forward to it. It gives me time to get back to the gym because I'm getting a little flubby again because all I'm doing is sitting down.
Actually, no, I think the first con of next year is in February. Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was St. Patrick's Day we were waiting for, but I guess not.
Well, yeah, no.
That's usually our first event.
He deflated.
And who knows what will pop up in between then and now.
Yeah, we have a lot. We're busy people, guys. We are busy people.
And but you guys have to find some time to download the old new Tomb Raider.
Have you played that?
Oh, that game is amazing.
I've seen it. I've seen some people play it. I haven't actually played it.
I played it when it first came out.
I used to play Tomb Raider back in the day. Lara Croft rules, but I didn't know if I wanted to give this one a try because I'm just tired of reboots.
They definitely do it justice, and I love the crap out of it.
Yeah,
I love most games that give me a bow and arrow for some reason. So.
I was just gonna say I think the lady did a decent job because she was getting threats from nerds all the time, all over the place, threatening to kill her if she continued playing Lara Croft.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what they didn't like something about it, but she was great. It was in the game, and I remember watching this episode of Conan where he played that, and every time she died, it's like he was talking to her about it or something like that. And so she had to...
Oh,
you had different ways of dying. Yeah, because there's this one place where you're running down the rapids, and at some point you can get a stick stuck in your throat.
Oh yeah, that happened to me many a times. Yeah, the deaths are pretty brutal in that game.
Yeah, nice.
But,
I like that. That's
yeah,
good
when
deaths are
brutal. Yeah.
Brutal.
It's definitely worth downloading right now since, it's
free
right
for
now.
Gold.
But...
Free for gold.
Free for gold.
I'm sure PlayStation gets free crap too, but whatever.
Yeah, I think they actually get a lot more than we do.
Well, they can play for free, but
yeah.
I don't care. I like Xbox.
Well, no, no. I mean,
like
if they
system,
they
I
have
like
a
controller.
Pay. They have a pay program too, and if you pay, you get I think like 7 games or something.
Oh wow!
But that's split across like PSP and that crap too.
But they also make a lot more money than Xbox only because they have way more exclusives.
Unlike
but they're
a lot
bigger
of Japanese
company,
titles.
They're, mm-hmm. I'm just saying they're way bigger worldwide than Xbox. Xbox, what? From no, sorry, Bungie's from Australia. Xbox is from here.
Yeah.
What am I talking
Microsoft.
About? Bill Gates. Duh. That was being a bad nerd.
It's just late.
That's alright. It's not that late. Oh, Jesus Christ, it is late. Why do we do this? Didn't I get here? Never mind.
Yeah.
You guys don't even know what time it is.
It is a bit of a...
Hey, now we're talking
about like
Sylvester. It was like Sylvester Stallone has entered the building.
You just want to be crazy.
What?
You're just a bum, Rock. That's all you'll ever be is a bum.
Anyway, alright. We'll stop doing that now. That can go on forever.
Alright, guys. Well,
what time is
we
it?
Are
is it?
At an hour and 11 minutes, so I
oh,
think...
Oh, we went over.
Yeah,
thanks
we
for
are.
Listening.
We are over time, so we are going to go ahead and call it a night. We'll be down in the Springs next weekend doing an episode of Bitface, and I'm sure we'll be having them on an episode of ours as well, so be expecting a lot more video game talk and random geekery there.
And speaking of random, you can go back and check out one of our past episodes where we were already on.
Yeah, so definitely do that. Check us out on Facebook.
Just like it up on Facebook. Like.
Okay. And just, we're going to have an extra episode this month just to promote something. So keep an ear out for that.
Yeah. We like you that much.
All right, guys. Well, that's the episode. And keep it nerdy.
You ain't scared. Yet. Things that go bump in the night. Me, Sam B. Shrunken head, broken legs, body parts on the concrete. Cut him up, butcher stab, gators in the swamp. Red light, leave him dead, running like a track meet. Scared of nobody, what your motherfuckers want? Believe me when I tell them I'm a boogeyman beast. Leave them slashed from their head to their feet. Pin bricks to the chest of a bitch whale fan. Cooking meat, cannibal, trying to eat. I got a zombie army, and you can't harm me. Yeah, who do you voodoo, bitch? Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Stand up. Sam B got the thing that go bump in the night. Whoa. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Hide your kids, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Let's go. Sam B to Papa Shango, I'm Baron Samedi. Handful of fingertips, toss them up like confetti. Stable of corpse bitches, I'm a pimp of the dead. Come fuck with a zombie, I put a stake in your head. Look, you want ghouls, I got fucking platoon. If everybody dies, I'll see your ass real soon. Crack bones to the marrow, hot sauce, and they suck it. Now my juju ain't nothing to fuck with. Sam B. I got a zombie army, and you can't harm me. Yeah, who do you voodoo, bitch? Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Stand up. Sam B got the thing that go bump in the night. Whoa. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Hide your kids, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Let's go.
Cut your head off, you leave your motherfuckers dead.
I got a zombie army, Sam B. And you can't harm me.
Bitch.